But your faithful on behalf of Bishop Kelly, Bishop Carroll, Bishop Sante, all the priests, seminarians, and brothers, mother and sisters, I'd like to wish you all a very happy and blessed New Year. Today is also the Feast of the Circumcision of our Lord. The Epistle for the Mass is taken from St. Paul's Epistle to Titus, chapter 2. Dearly beloved, the grace of God our Savior hath appeared to all men, instructing us that, denying ungodliness and worldly desires, we should live soberly and justly and godly in this world, looking for the blessed hope and coming of the glory of the great God and our Savior Jesus Christ, who gave himself for us, that he might redeem us from all iniquity and might cleanse to himself a people acceptable, a pursuer of good works. These things speak and exhort in Christ Jesus our Lord and the Holy Gospel. It's taken from the Gospel of St. Luke, chapter 2. At that time, after 8 days were accomplished that the child should be circumcised, his name was called Jesus, which was called by the angel before he was conceived in the womb. Thus far the words of today's Holy Gospel. Denying ungodliness and worldly desires, live soberly and justly and godly in this world. Words taken from the epistle of today's Mass. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Ghost. Amen. My dear faithful, Father Doyle was a Jesuit priest stationed in Ireland. One night he was returning home from a mission after hearing confessions. Along the way, he happened to cross paths with a young woman. Inspired by God's grace, the priest stopped her and asked, "My child, aren't you out very late? Won't you go home?" The girl made no response. Then, with an earnest look upon his face, the priest added very gently, "Don't hurt Jesus. He loves you." Father Doyle then passed on and soon forgot the incident. Now, a couple of years later, the priest was working in his office when he received a telegram. It was from his superior, and it read, "Please send Father Doyle to Dublin to visit the prison. A woman is to be executed tomorrow and asks to see him." Immediately, Father Doyle set out. By 5 the next morning, he had arrived at the prison. The warden explained to Father Doyle that a poor girl named Fanny had been convicted for her part in a poisoning case. She had asked for the priest who had given a mission in Yarmouth 2 years before. When Father Doyle entered the cell, he saw a young woman, still in her 20s, sitting with bowed head on the edge of a narrow bed. At his approach, she jumped to her feet, and with tears in her eyes, she cried, "Oh, Father, thank God you are here." Puzzled, the priest replied, "But I don't know you." "Don't you remember?" she exclaimed. 2 years ago, you stopped me in the street, one night in Yarmouth. I was a bad girl and have been so all my life. You said to me, 'My child, don't hurt Jesus. He loves you.' Your look and words stunned me. Had I hurt Jesus? Did he love me? Who was he? Although I knew so little about him, although I have never prayed or even been baptized, for weeks after that I kept off the streets. But then hunger drove me out again, I sank lower and lower until now I am to be hanged. She continued her story, saying, I came here defiant and wanted to have nothing to do with a priest or minister. Then your words came back to me. Something inside me seemed to snap, and I wept. I felt softened, and there came a great longing to see you. Now that you have come, won't you tell me more about Jesus? Amazed, Father Doyle asked, Do you mean that you wish to become a Catholic? Yes, Father, I do, with all my heart. Shortly afterwards, the priest, having explained all the essentials of the faith, he baptized Fanny, and in an instant, all her wicked past was washed away. A tiny altar was then erected in the cell. There Fanny heard her first and last Mass and received her God for the first and last time. Afterwards, she refused the breakfast offered her, saying, I have just eaten the bread of life. As she walked to the scaffold with Father Doyle beside her, she whispered to him, I am so happy, Father. Jesus knows that I am sorry for having hurt him, and I know that Jesus loves me. A moment later, Fanny, with her baptismal robe unspotted, was in the arms of Jesus. My dear faithful, the Son of God, the second person of the Blessed Trinity, became a man in order to offer sacrifice. He became a man in order to shed his blood for our sins. And today we commemorate the beginning of that sacrifice. Today we commemorate the shedding of the very first drops of his most precious blood. For it was on this day, 8 days after his birth, that the Son of God was circumcised. That the Son of God submitted himself to this painful rite of the old law, a rite by means of which original sin was removed from the soul, a rite which prefigured the great sacrament of baptism. And our Lord did so not because he had to, for our Lord was, of course, completely without all sin, including original sin. But he did so in order to give us an example of obedience to God's law. Thus, 8 days after our Lord's birth, Saint Joseph, the foster father of our Lord, performed the ceremony of circumcision upon his son. How Saint Joseph's tender heart must have bled when he heard the cries of pain and saw the tears flow down the face of his divine son. And what must have been the affliction of the Blessed Mother's heart upon witnessing her newborn son suffer? And my dear friends, the reason for this suffering, the reason for those tears, was our sins. It was on account of our sins that our Lord shed his blood, a shedding which he began today with his circumcision, and which he would complete 33 years later on Calvary, where he would shed all his blood, even to the last drop. And all of this, my dear people, he did for love of us. How much then should we strive never to hurt him again? How much we should seek to dry the tears of that divine child by refraining from everything that offends him? We should, as St. Paul exhorts us in today's epistle, deny ungodliness and worldly desires and live soberly and justly and godly in this world. But dear faithful, today Our Lady and Saint Joseph ask the same thing of us as Father Doyle asked of Fanny. Today Our Lady and Saint Joseph say to us, "My child, don't hurt Jesus anymore. He loves you." And after all Jesus has done for us, how can we not heed their request? We who have been given the one true Catholic faith at a time when so few have it, how much should we, above all others, return our Lord's love and not offend him anymore? Therefore, my dear people, make a firm resolution today to root sin out of your heart. Take a few moments today to examine your conscience, to discover those sins, those faults, which so frequently appear there. Maybe it is impatience, which so often can get the better of us, or the passion of anger, which can so easily flare up. Or maybe our charity is tried or tested by someone we find troublesome. Or heaven forbid, maybe there is an attachment in our heart to mortal sin. Whatever it may be firmly resolved today, with the grace of God and persevering effort, to root it out of your heart. Make a resolution this New Year's Day to do this, to purify your heart of sin, to make a fresh start. And then as the days and weeks of this new year go by, frequently recall your resolution. Consider it when you wake in the morning and before going to bed at night, asking God for the grace always to remain faithful to it. Bring it to mind during your daily rosary, and ask Our Lady to help you persevere in it. Recall it when you are tempted, remembering the infant Christ child, and that you do not want to hurt him anymore, that you do not want to make the Blessed Virgin and Saint Joseph see any more tears stream down the face of their little boy. And then examine yourself at night to see if you have been faithful to your resolution throughout the day, and resolve always to do better the next day. My dear friends, by making this resolution and sticking to it, you will purify your heart of sin. You will make a fresh start this new year, just as Fanny did at the end of her life. And no matter what this new year has in store for us, you will be able to say with Fanny those glorious words which she spoke to Father Doyle as she approached the gallows: "I am so happy, Father, because I know that Jesus loves me." God bless you. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Ghost, amen.